Blog Talk Radio.
Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you. All I belong to you, Lord.
to you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, oh, you deserve it. You deserve it.
And now the 82nd night of Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweat at the Historic Singer Theater, Saturday, May 4th. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweat with Preservation Hall and very special guests. Plus, purchase a Gold Circle ticket for an Emeril Lagasse pre-show reception and special acoustic set from Nathaniel Rateliff. Saturday, May 4th, the Sanger Theater, an incredible night of music after Jazz Fest. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Got to flee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Don't you feel like shouting now? Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I love the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It just makes me feel empowered, praise God. Hallelujah.
Heaven is waiting.
Come on, Jesus. Yes, the Spirit is moving. Woo, Jesus. We proclaim your name, Lord.
It brings you into
are all that God is to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's awesome. He's an awesome God. And I can't explain it. All I know, he's just all that we need. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is everything, everything. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. He just fills the atmosphere with his love. He just fills the atmosphere with all our surroundings and comforts us and gives us the most peaceful moment. Hallelujah. I just can't praise him enough. Praise God. I owe him my life. Praise. I just can't. I try. You've been. Come on, Jesus. So good, my Lord. You've been so good. You've been, come on, so good. Praise God, praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites Ministry tonight, coming to you live on Block Talk. Praise God. Have you lost a son, a daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. Maybe you're going through some type of hurt. Something you may be going through, some type of sickness. Something you just can't relief from your mind. You're having some mind problem or whatever it may be. God's favorites are reaching out tonight to help heal your hurts. Praise God. We pray that we will say something tonight that will lift up your spirit. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good. He's so good. I owe him my life because he's so good. Praise God. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you. Thank you for such a wonderful day, God. Thank you for being so good, God. Thank you for being so merciful and so kind to us, God. Even when we have failed you, God, you're still good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even we can't thank you enough, you're still good to us, God. Oh, God, Father God, I pray, God, everyone that's listening tonight, God, Lord God, whatever they stand in need of tonight, God, God, you're going to reach down, God. You're going to change this thing. They're going to pick up their bed and walk, Lord God. The love of God is just going to wash them and cleanse their mind from everything that's trying to abstract them, God. Oh, praise God. You are good, God. And Lord God, as we sing praises and as we go into your word, God, you just going to admonish us and heal us, God. Oh, God, because the healing is here. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, we just come with thanksgiving, Lord God. Oh, because you chose us, God. You chose us to be your children, God. And Lord God, oh God, your blood was shed for every one of us, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Oh God, your body was broken for us, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, we come with thanksgiving, God. Yes, because you told us to come, God. Come with thanksgiving and praise unto you, God. And God, we lift up our hearts. We lift up our mind. We lift up our soul, God, to you, Lord. Oh, God, because you've been better than good, God. Yes, you have, God. And, Lord, there's none other. There's none other, God, better than you are, God. Oh, God, oh, in so many ways, God. So many ways, God. You've been good to us, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Over and over and over, God. Oh, God, every time we slip and fall, God. You said just man fall seven times and get back up again. Thank you, Father God, that you allows us to get back up again and start all over. I thank you, Father God, that you are shaping and molding us and conforming us into your own image, God. I thank you, Lord God, oh God, for every, oh God, knitting that you've done, that you fearfully and wonderfully made us, God. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, God, that you know us way before we was created in our mother's womb, God. I just thank you, Father God, Lord God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love, God.
God, your love will never leave us, God. You love us so much, God. Thank you. Thank you, God, that you created us to praise you. And thank you, Lord God, can't nobody steal the joy, God, when you put it in us, God. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, praise God. We thank you for, oh, God, we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. Because you've been so good. We can't even repay you for nothing that you do, God, because we don't have it to pay you. You own it all, God. Oh, God, you just want us to love you. Oh, God, you just want us to love one another, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, you just ask us for a small thing, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Help us to carry out, God, your plans, oh, God. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God. Help us to do your will, oh, God, Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, because your ways are not like our ways, God. So you have to train us, oh, God. Train us up in the way that you want us to go, God, according to your word, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, you've been better than good. How you made a way, Lord. Oh, God, when things, oh, God, in our lives were so rugged, so torn, so battered, God, you made a way, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, you've been so good, God. Lord, when we were shedding, grinding tears, God, and didn't know how we were going to make it, God, you wiped away every tear, God. Lord God, when we were so broken in our spirit, man, God, Lord God, didn't know that which way to go, God, you picked us up, you led us, God, by your spirit, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you for the leading in the spirit, God. Oh, you've been so good, you've been so good. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the meditation of the Holy Spirit. You told us to meditate upon you. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. We can meditate upon you, God. You have given yourself to us, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Yes, you've been good. So good. So good. Hallelujah. Oh, good is not enough to say, God. Oh, God, with our little that we have, you've been better than good, God. Hallelujah. With just what we have, we say, God, you've been good. You've been better than good to us, God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You've been so good, God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Deep down in us, God, deep down, God, we feel the moving of the Holy Spirit, God. Oh, moving, 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 moving. Oh, praise God. You've been good, God. Thank you. Praise your name, Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. You are worthy to be praised, oh, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Can you get enough of him? Can you get enough of praising him? Can you get enough of thanking him? Can we? Oh, he's just good. He's just good. Praise God. Well, my co-host is out tonight. We need to pray for her. Praise God. Her brother and her nephew is in the hospital, so she's at the hospital with her brother tonight. We pray that all is well. And last week I went and visited the sick in the nursing home and in homebound. Praise God. So we got to remember our elderly, praise God. Hallelujah. Because we have elderly people that are sick, praise God. And some of them, oh, praise God, is in homebound, on sick beds. Some of them is in nursing homes. But we got to remember to pray for those that are sick and our elderly. Praise God. Always pray for the children. You know, we have a prayer line every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. We just pray for the children. We just only pray for children for 1 hour from 4 to 5 o'clock p.m., praise God. And I'm going to give you that number in case you would like to come on, praise God, and pray for the children, praise God, hallelujah. And that number is 1-605-475-4000. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the access code is 669-765. And that number, again, just to pray for children. Our children is born with all kind of abnormalities. So many children are drug babies. So many children around the world is born with all kinds of diseases. So many children is born with all kind of things. Some of them have tubes in them. Some of them have enlarged palates and growth. And you know, so we can't leave our children out, praise God. Some of them has gotten hurt. Some of them being abused. Some of them is being thrown into slavery. Oh, we got so many things. We have a whole list of things that we pray for. And I want you to, if you can't come on at 4 o'clock with us every Tuesday, at 4 p.m., just remember to pray for the children. That number again, 1-605-475-4000. Praise God. And the access code is 669-765. If you would like to pray, please come on with us and help us pray for the children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I just thank God for everyone that is going to be listening to this message tonight. Praise God. And, oh, don't forget about the show with Minister Janice Williams on Fridays at 8 p.m. Praise God. Minister Janice comes on in my behalf on Fridays. Praise God, at 8 p.m. Same number, 1-714-490-578. Thank you, thank you. Our message tonight, praise God, is entitled Breakdown to Breakthrough. I think we had started this, but we never finished it. Praise God. But there are going to be breakdowns in our lives, but God gives us a breakthrough. Praise God. Isn't God? Oh, I just can't stop praising God. Praise God. Just look what God does. He allows breakdown in our lives. He allows us to go through things. He allows us to face things. He allows us to go through pain and hurt and setbacks and disappointments. But all there is a breakthrough. He don't leave us there. No, God is not like that. He does not leave us there. He picks us up and he carries us. He carries us, praise God. So, he is the repairer of the breach. He is the repairer. Let's look at the breach. The word breach here means to break apart, to chop in pieces, to disperse or scatter. The world we live in is plagued with wars, rapes, demon possession, and spiritual slavery of every form. Praise God. In Romans 8:22, it says that all of creation is groaning with birth pains, waiting to be delivered. The world is so permanent. Praise God. But there is hope. God gives. There is hope in Jesus Christ. I want to let you know there's always hope. And that hope is in Jesus, who invites us to join him as the repairer of the breach. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, God's going to repair that broken part. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you let the devil come in the door, praise God, because of God's sovereignty, Satan is restricted to the realm of darkness. When the door of our hearts is open to sin, Satan gains access. So we have to guard our hearts. Praise God. Would you go to sleep at night with your door unsecured? Proverbs 4:23 said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Guard your heart. Guard your heart and what goes in it. Guard so that when the enemy comes, he can't go in there and go through the door. We have to guard every avenue that the enemy tries to enter. Because he's waiting for a place. He's just waiting for a place to deceive you, to try to tear you or break you down.
There is strong deception in the world today. Jesus said that without divine truth upon the elect, that even they would be deceived. So you can't say that you will never do anything, that you will never fall, you will never do that, because you don't know. You don't know what lies ahead. I pray that the Lord keep me. And that's what we have to pray every day. Lord, keep me strong, help me to guard the door of my heart, my eyes, my ears, my mouth, what I say, Lord God. These are the things we must pray and ask the Lord for help. Lord, I need your help. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 8:44 says, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and a father of lies." Praise God. So that's the devil. The devil going to lie to you. He's going to bring strong delusions up on you. He's going to try you. He's going to think about it. Think about if he done it to Jesus, why not you? Praise God. He even told Jesus to commit suicide. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you believe that? That Satan going to try Jesus like that? Praise God. Matthew 24:24. "For false Christ and false prophets will rise up and show great signs and wonders to deceive even the elect, if possible." Even the elect. So we have to watch, fight, and pray daily. We have to watch out for the enemy. Deception is always linked to the spirit of disobedience. When we are disobedient, the enemy is going to come in and deceive us. Are we perfect? No. We are known to make mistakes and fail God. Praise God. But that's where prayer comes in. We have to turn the light back on ourselves. Praise God. Titus 3:3-4 says, "For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, to man appear." Thank you, Father God. I just thank God for his love. I just thank God for his love. And I ask the Lord to don't let me hate anybody. Don't let me have no malice against anybody. The Bible says you be living, listen to that, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another, jealousy. Oh, jealousy is so bad, even in the church. Jealousy toward one another. Praise God. No, we don't need that. Praise God. Because you know what the Bible says, jealousy is as the sin of witchcraft. That's a jealous spirit. Praise God. In the Old Testament, Cain was faced with the devil door. He had two choices, turn to God or let the devil in. So we have the same. What are we going to do with God? Are we going to follow the devil's ways, or are we gonna open the door for the enemy and just let him come on in and have his rightful place in our lives? Or are we going to shut that door and pray and believe God for everything, our homes, our children, our finances, everything that God has blessed us with? He's not here to take from us. God is here to provide for more for us. Praise God. He's our provider. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then we got to trust God. We got to believe on God. Hallelujah. Genesis 4, and we'll come back to that trust later. Praise God. Genesis 4, 6 through 7. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance failed? Think about this. Think, why are you angry? Why has your countenance failed? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do, see, his brother had stole his birthright. And his conscience had failed him. He just was so sad. But he told him, if you do not well, the inside sin lies at your door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. So God is telling us, when we see sin trying to lie at our door, we supposed to rule over it. Sin have no dominion over us. Praise God. Sin does not have, we have dominion over it. And how do we have that dominion? Through the power of God. Hallelujah. And what power is that? We were singing about his name earlier. The name of Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate power. He has given us his blood. We can apply his blood over us. We can apply the blood. We can use his name. And he has given us the whole covering. He told us whole armor of God. He told us to put on the whole armor of God to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? So we should apply that whole armor every day. Every day we should put on the whole armor of God so that we can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise God. Jesus Christ is the ultimate repairer of the breach. Yes, he is. Aren't you glad? Jesus repairs everything that is broken in us, through us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even our families, praise God. He don't have no respect to a person. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 2 and 14, inasmuch then as the children have partaken of the flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who has power of death. That is the devil. The devil don't have no power. Jesus has destroyed it. Hallelujah. When he went down into the grave and was hung on the cross, praise God, and went down for us, he destroyed Satan and all his powers. The little power that Satan has now, nothing compared to what God has given you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus repaired the breach of sin by his act of obedience. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful? That is a wonderful thing to know, praise God, how God has, what God has done for us. Praise God. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's a magnificent God. He's gracious in all his ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is holy. He is righteous, praise God, hallelujah, and oh my God, what a mighty God. Romans 5 and 19, for as by one man disobedient, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteousness. And that is saying, when Adam sinned, one man disobedient, when Adam sinned, many were made sinners. Oh, but thank you, Jesus.
but by one man's obedience, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he has made us righteous. Praise God. Hallelujah. The act of obedience was that he closed the devil's door. And we can command him out. Praise God. We can command the enemy to go, that he has no authority. You have no authority over me, my mind, my thoughts, my job, my children, my home. You have no authority, Satan. You have no authority. And I command you out in the name. I don't take that name lightly. That's a mighty name. That's a powerful name. In the name of Jesus, go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even the occult, I command. God has given us power over everything. I don't care how strong that enemy might be. I don't care if it's the occult. I don't care whether it's alcohol. I don't care whether it's discouragement. I don't care whether it's drugs. I don't care whether it's our finances. I don't care whether we need a healing. I don't care if our children are disobedient. I don't care whether it's our marriage. I don't care whether it's our protection, our salvation, whatever it is. You name it. I just named a few. God has given us. Yes, he has. He has given us the authority over every the epitome of the enemy. Praise God. Every time a believer in Jesus Christ walks in obedience to God's word, we are repairing the breach and restoring the path to dwell in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The cross of Christ is the very spirit of obedience to God. Praise God. Thank you for the cross of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holiness, holiness is what we long for. Just walk in the holiness of him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Philippians 2:8-9 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Yes, he did, even the death of the cross. Praise God. Therefore, God also has mighty exalted him and given him the name which is above every other name. Praise God. There is no name. If you heard the song earlier, that name. There is no other name like the name of Jesus. Praise God. So, if you need a healing, David said in Psalm 139:14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. If you need a healing, what you need a healing from? That's the main thing. What do you need a healing from? Do you want to say from the flesh, from sickness? No, let's say spiritually healed. Praise God. Come on, get on. Go a little bit deeper down in it. What do we need healing from? We can get healed from the flesh if we go in spiritually and say, God, heal my spirit. God. If David had even a fraction of the knowledge about the human body as we, he would really have been awed. The cell, simplest form of life, is more complicated than most complicated man-made things. The average number of living cells in a human body is about 60,000 billion. Each of these is something called DNA.
that has the genetic blueprint for the entire body, yet is also highly specialized to do it in its own purpose. So, if we got all these cells in our body, we just need Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus can take care of every one of those. He the one put them there. He's the one made them. So why we can't rely upon Jesus? Each of the 10 billion brain cells is more complicated than the telephone system in a huge metropolis. The heart is the size of a human man's fist, yet daily pumps 2,000 gallons of blood through 60,000 miles of blood vessels, not only distributing food, but it is the same time gathering waste. What can Jesus do with it? Jesus has the answer. The eye is the most intricate camera ever made. The hand, the most versatile instrument on earth. On today's market, to construct even a semblance of the body would cost in excess of $6 billion. Still, we need Jesus. Who did all this? Think about who. I just gave you some numbers of the body, but man can't do anything with these. God put this together. So Jesus, oh Jesus, in all of your grace and mercy, Lord God, all that you have done, God, you, man didn't do it, God. You are the one constructed this body. God, you knows all about it. Thank you if God designed and created such a marvelous house for the soul to dwell with the Holy Spirit during its stay on this earth. It stands to reason he is interested in its functioning properly and being carefully taken care of. Jesus is interested. Come on, somebody, now. Jesus is interested in this body being taken care of and functioning properly. When he took his time and fearfully and wonderfully made it, he constructed it perfect. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In good working order. In good working order. The devil can't do nothing with it. Man has tried to do something with it, but can't. He's tried to breathe air in a body. Man can't do it. Isn't that awesome? Only spirit of who God is spirit, and his spirit lives in us. Praise God. It resides in us. Man can't even understand that. Not the spirit of God. Glory to God. I'm in him and he's in me. Praise God. The Spirit of the Lord dwells in us, through us, and among us. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Praise God. He is so good. He's so good. I go back to that song that we play. He's so good. Oh, you just can't destroy him. Praise God. He's so good. Praise God. And he's better than good. And I just can't thank him enough because he's so good. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? We are workers together with him. So if we do our part to maintain the body properly, he will fulfill his part. God just wants us to do our part. That's all. God wants us to do our part. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper
praise God. And be in health, even as thy soul prospers. You know why your soul gonna prosper? Because that's where Jesus lives. He lives in your soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. Exodus 15 and 26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight. I said, do that which is right. What we are doing, we're always doing something wrong. But God forgives. Thank God for grace. And will give ear to his commandments and to keep all his statutes. I will put my name upon these diseases, upon thee. None of these diseases upon. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad I wasn't living back in Egyptian time. Oh, when he let the frogs came up on the people, when he let the snakes came up, when he let the all these flies. Oh my God. Every time I read that, I say, oh, my God. Why didn't Pharaoh turn when all these things came upon his people? How could he let that continue to go on and on and on? My God. Which I have brought up on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee, Jehovah Rapha. Therefore, the first step toward healing, praise God, the first step toward healing, praise God, or the maintain of good health, is to search for oneself and see if his commandment have been obeyed. And if time and effort have been put on the prospering of the soul, Bible reading, prayer, praise, and so forth, for the word says to do these things, fearing the Lord and departing from evil shall be help to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. That's Proverbs 3:1-8. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we can just do these things, we'll have good help. Oh, we still being disobedient. God thought I was worth saving. I love that song. Praise God. He just came and changed my life. He thought I was, oh, praise God. You clean me up inside, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. It is for his honor that he did it, and his pleasure that he answers specific prayers of faith, and his children be well and victorious. God wants us to be well and victorious in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 103:2-3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. God forgives all of our iniquities. Everything that we do, come on. And healeth all our diseases. He healeth us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Praise God. Praise God. I will praise him. Praise God. I love to stand up on this. God created me. God created me to praise him. So don't ever let anyone stop you from praising. No, don't be disobedient. Just keep on praising God wherever you have to do it. They might not accept you. Praise God. But praise God wherever you can, whenever you can. Praise God. It's awesome. It is so wonderful that you can praise the Lord with your whole heart, with your heart. Let the thing come from your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to say to you tonight, faith is the key to all God's blessings. The first thing a sick believer should do
is go to the great physician. He designed and made this body. He knows how to repair it. The repairer of the breach. Come on, somebody. From a breakdown to a breakthrough, God's got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. From a breakdown to a breakthrough, he's the repairer. Only he can repair, praise God, our broken hearts, our troubled minds, everything that the enemy is trying to tear us down with. The repairer is here to do so. Praise God. Matthew 8:16-17, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. Ah, God told us to use his word. His word is here for us. We don't pick it up and we don't use it. We don't believe it. We don't have enough faith. Praise God. He healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. God, look, I just believe, come on somebody, I believe there will be more people today getting healed when they get sick if they will stand on the word first. If they would have enough faith, and as I say to you many times, God has given us a measure of faith. But God wants that faith to grow. Okay, if you put a little bitty seed in the ground, it's going to make a big tree, and it's going to flourish, and it's going to have plenty on it. So that's the way God wants our faith to grow. He give us a start. But he wants us to believe him for the more, and ask him for the more. Praise God. The more we believe God for, the more God can do with us, in us, and through us. Praise God. God is the repairer of the breach. Whatever is broken, whatever is going bad, but we lose the faith. We lose it, and it drops back down to the little merger. Okay, when you throw something on a tree and cause it to die, it melts back down to the ground. How can it stay flourishing? Come on, somebody, listen to me. We lose our faith. Our faith produces healing. So if we can keep the faith, if we can just keep the faith and believe God, But some people say, I don't have that kind of strength. I don't feel like God is listening. I don't feel like he hears me when I pray. I can't hear God. What he wants you to do. This is what he wants you to do. Well, our time is about gone, and I want to bless you before I go. Praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace this week. I'm so glad you all was here with me tonight. I just want to bless you. I pray God bless and you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. Praise God. He loves you. He is the repairer of the breach. His hands is outreached to you tonight, bidding you to come. Come. Come to me. Come to me. Have a good night. Bless you now. Good night. Bye-bye.